Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, in the Scriptures to 2 Timothy, the first chapter, 2 Timothy 1. We began last week, I thought it was a message, single message, but apparently it's a series. So we're on part two now. And we're calling it, which as you know is subject to change, but we're calling it The Lord My Keeper. The Lord My Keeper. Anybody like that? In Timothy, as I mentioned, 2 Timothy, first chapter, and the 12th verse. He said, "For the which cause I suffer these things," and if you back up a few verses in the chapter, he was talking about suffering, being persecuted for preaching the gospel. "Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed." Faith is a personal relationship thing, not just a acquirement of knowledge. "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him until that day." Hallelujah. Said out loud, "I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him." Hallelujah. Now, I think so many times people might read this and they emphasize "he's able to keep" part. And that is worthy of emphasis. But you don't want to miss the second part. He's able to keep what? What we have committed to him. Other translations say, the Young's Literal says, "I'm persuaded he's able that which I've committed to him to guard to that day." The Basic English Bible, the BBE, says, "I'm certain he's able to keep that which I have given into his care unto that day." In my opinion, one of the biggest problems in the church world today is this belief that God is responsible for everything in the earth. That somehow, good, evil, God is responsible for it all. And it's just not true. There's evil in the world. You know it or not? 2 Corinthians 4:4 calls the devil the god of this world. Jesus said the thief comes not, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Who's the thief? Not God? Well, there's something going on in the world besides God's works. There's the enemy's works. The enemy's works should not be attributed to God. In fact, that is specifically what Jesus called blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Attributing the works of the Holy Spirit to the devil. Well, you don't want to reverse that and attribute the works of the devil to God either. It's real simple. A 3-year-old could get it. God's a good God. He does good things. Every good and perfect gift is coming from Him. The devil's a bad devil. He does bad things. He steals, kills, and destroys. And they never swap jobs. And they don't work together. I know people think they've gotten real smart and figured it out and it's real complicated, but it's not. I said it's not. God is able to keep what? Not everything, but what? What you've committed to Him. What you've committed to Him. Some have said, well, you know, God must have had a purpose in everything that happened, or there must be a purpose. And some people misquote and quote half verses and say, well, you know, everything's working out for the good, whether we understand it or not. That is not true. That is not true. So referring to Romans 8, we know that all things work together for good. It's not where the verse ends. Anybody know the rest of that verse? All things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to His purpose. No, everything is not working out for the good of everybody on the planet. It is not. Very specific group of people. Those that love God, and you might infer from the rest of it that are submitted to His call and following His call. In other words, they're committing things to Him. And of course, it's just logical. What's He going to keep? What you give to Him.
That's right?
Yes. And He'll take all you'll give Him.
Yes.
If you want to give Him a little bit of your life, He'll help you keep that little bit.
Right.
If you want to give Him half your life, He'll help you keep half your life.
Amen.
But if you were smart.
Yeah.
Yes. I said, if you were smart, you would give Him all your life. Every area. You would submit it to Him. You would yield it to Him. You would commit it to Him. And He said He would keep it. He would keep it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Go back to Luke 13. I want to review this. We looked at this last week, but we need to review it. Luke 13. When I saw this some years ago, it really helped me. Changed my thinking. You know the Word will do that? Luke 13. Do we need to be renewed? Our minds need to be renewed. Yes, they do. In Luke 13, verse 1, it says, there were present at that season some that told Jesus of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. So if this had been today, this would have been on the news. It would have been on CNN and Fox and other places. It would have been all over the news that a government head had gone into a place of worship, and when people were there worshiping, sacrificing their animals, he had them slaughtered by apparently his soldiers or whatever. He had them slaughtered along with the animals. It was known through the area. And verse 2, I jumped. Jesus said, do you suppose that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things? Jesus brought this up, and everybody knew about it, and He asked them a question. He said, why do you think this happened to them? Do you suppose or presume it was because they were worse sinners than everybody else in the area? Now this goes to the question that people struggle over. Why do bad things happen to good people? Many believe there's no answer to this. You could ask also, why do bad things happen to bad people? Because that's what he's bringing up. I think you ought to just ask the question, why do bad things happen? Because Jesus answered verse 3, and he said what? I tell you, no. When you see some violence committed against people, some calamity, some disaster, do not assume that they were bad people or they were worse than other people in that area. That's why it happened to them. Jesus said, no, no. It's not because they were worse people, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He said, all of you are in danger of similar things happening to you, except, unless, let me paraphrase a little bit, unless you do something that allows me to keep you.
Come on.
Verse 4. This is something else that was widely known. Those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell. There was a structure, there was a tower, and it just fell, collapsed, and it fell on 18 people and killed them. We'd call that an accident. People think, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. Things just happen. Then other people go, oh, no, no, it was their time. Really? The Bible said it's appointed unto a man a time to die. No, it didn't. It said it's appointed unto man once. One time to die. There's not a time on the calendar and clock, 3:15 in the afternoon on a Thursday, that's your time. And when the time clicks, boom, you're going. The Scripture teaches you, says bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. There are things you can do to cut your life in half. And the Proverbs teach you if you do certain things, it'll prolong your days. It'll add years to your life. And we read Psalm 91. How many like the way Psalm 91 is? Psalm 91, 16. With long life, I'll satisfy you, show you my salvation. And the reason we took the time and went through Psalm 91 is because how did you make it to long life? Well, the arrow that flew by day didn't get you. The pestilence didn't get you. The plague didn't work in your dwelling. 1,000 fell at one side, 10,000 on the other, but it didn't take you out. How in the world did that happen? Because the Lord kept you. He kept you through the arrows or bullets flying. He kept you through the pestilence and plague. He kept you until you got old. You got so old, the old people called you old.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me